One day, in early spring, he had so far relaxed as to go for a walk with me in the park, where the first faint shoots of green were breaking out upon the elms, and the sticky spearheads of the chestnuts were just beginning to burst into their fivefold leaves. For 2 hours we rambled about together, in silence for the most part, as befits two men who know each other intimately. It was nearly 5 before we were back in Baker Street once more. "Beg pardon, sir," said our page boy as he opened the door. "There's been a gentleman here asking for you, sir." Holmes glanced reproachfully at me. "So much for afternoon walks," said he. "Has this gentleman gone, then?"
"Yes, sir."
"Didn't you ask him in?"
"Yes, sir, he came in."
"How long did he wait?"
"Half an hour, sir. He was a very restless gentleman, sir, a-walking and a-stamping all the time he was here. I was waiting outside the door, sir, and I could hear him. At last he outs into the passage, and he cries, 'Is that man never going to come home?' Those were his very words, sir. 'You'll only need to wait a little longer,' says I. 'Then I'll wait in the open air, for I feel half choked,' says he. 'I'll be back before long.' And with that, he ups and he outs, and all I could say wouldn't hold him back."
"Well, well, you did your best," said Holmes, as we walked into our room.